even know how to be single anymore. I don't, man. So it's so hard to meet women. It's on the road. So I broke down, gave the personal ads a shot. Anybody here ever get a date from the personal ads? Would you tell me if you had? Okay, I stepped it. I don't care. I'll tell you about it. First one I saw, I didn't know how they worked. In the paper, had these big capital letters, big bold letters. She put DWF. And your smart group, you know that stands for? Dwarf. Oh, you're laughing now. You should have seen the look on her face when she answered the door and saw me. I mean, look at me, I'm 6'3". And she was every bit of 3. Some big old ears on her, too. Well, you remember driver's ed, 10 and 2 for safety. Well, you could say I was nuts over her from the start, man. That's it. Well, things were going really well up at this point with me and Thumbelina. I'm not good with names. So I figured I better get some protection. Are we all practicing safe sex here in Appleton? No, why would you not? Y'all are looking at me like, no, Mark, can't catch what you already got. It's like, dude, what's that in your pants? Broccoli, run. That just makes me laugh. It makes no sense, I know. I went to Walmart to purchase a prophylactic. Anybody ever buy a rubber at Walmart? Because you won't twice. Hate this place. They always got them locked up in a glass case where you can't touch them. Did you notice, though, 10 feet away in the middle of the aisle, they'll have a mountain of beer stacked up to the ceiling? 4-year-old could knock out a 12-pack. Nobody know, nobody care. Rubbers are locked up. There's never anybody there to help you. No. You have to page somebody. You haven't lived. You've been a packed Walmart. You got to listen to this in English and Spanish. Customer needs assistance in the condom department. Where do you seal? So I'm trying to feel like it wasn't me, you know? And that's when they send a little 16-year-old high school girl up to help me. I'm like, oh, man. I'm embarrassed to go to a truck stop to buy these things. Don't send a little babelet up to sell me a rubber. She always has the little name tag. It's always something like Cricket. Or Bambi or some other future stripper. Well, come on. If she's named Cricket or Bambi, 16, selling rubbers at a Walmart, a pole is in her professional future. Should stock up on the Lysol and WD-40 while she's got the discount. Anyway, she gets up to the counter. Now I got a decision to make. Did you know they're making these things in sizes now? No, Mark. Wisconsin is a white state. What do we know about big rubbers? Does anybody by chance know what these larger ones are called? The guy with the big hands. You're right. They're called Magnums. So she's sitting there going, which do you want? You want the regular? Or the Magnum? What the hell else am I going to say? I bought me some Magnums. Biggest waste of $6.50 in my life. I'm bouncing around in that puppy like a chapstick in a bag, all right? Blah, 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 blah. Well, you don't understand. Well, she does, but you don't understand. You get these things home, they're coming out like garbage bags, aren't they? And they got these little twist ties I don't even want to know about. Thought the damn thing was a poncho. I'll hold hers up to the light. Reservoir tip my ass. I thought that was for this head. Happy ending, though. I got to use them. So I got my mom to sew some cuffs in them for me.